Growing food and fiber on our farms is one thing, getting it to consumers is another. It's a system that is nothing like it was 100 years ago. In the early days, railroads moved most everything that was produced in volume. It was the farmer's responsibility to grow it and get it to town. Well, why not? Our highway system would not bear the traffic which is common in today's world. But railroad transportation rates were costly. Farmers were among the first volume producers to turn to trucks. Another factor which was important. Trains carried station to station. Trucks could deliver right to the warehouse. And make no mistake, truck traffic had a lot to do with the development of our modern highway system, even our interstate system. Our railroad system, as we knew it back in those days, does not exist today. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.